W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Case for Nature by Siddharth Srikanth, narrated by Raj Gattak. Why nature? Why now? To our right, just across the monsoonal river, lay a forest of sal trees, the constant hum of the cicadas in the undergrowth, punctuated only by the escalating call of an Indian cuckoo. Just minutes away from where we now stood, we had sighted the area's newly dominant male tiger, Nila Nala, marking his territory as he strutted across a clearing, chital deer scattering in his wake. On the near side of the river was a different landscape altogether. Field after field of paddy, dotted with colourful mud and terracotta houses, typical of the Gond and Baiga tribal communities. By contrast, the tractors and shiny motorcycles parked around the place represented the recent, if still modest, prosperity of much of rural India. A few decades ago, the two vistas might have been indistinguishable. In 2022, the difference was night and day. The core zone of the celebrated Kanha National Park across the river had remained largely pristine, supporting a rebound in tiger populations as poaching pressures within the park eased. The challenge lay in the so-called buffer zone to our left. The legacy of relocations of tribal villages out of the park, combined with India's recent economic growth, had seen rice paddies and roads displace what had once been a thickly forested corridor to tiger reserves further afield. A previously vast interconnected natural ecosystem across the central Indian highlands was becoming little more than a set of scattered wildlife refuges in a landscape increasingly defined by human influence. A week later, I encountered a similar scene in central Indonesia. Emerging from the ocean after a series of exhilarating drift dives among manta rays and sharks in Komodo National Park, I came across the sorry sight of a 5-foot-long dragon stepping gingerly over the bottle caps and plastic bags that washed up daily on the shores of Komodo Island. Seen from above, the verdant, protected islands of the Sape Strait make a striking contrast with the boomtown of Labuan Bajo, where concrete radiates out from what had just years ago been the richly forested western tip of Flores. Both Kanha and Komodo, success stories of an early wave of 20th century environmentalism, are exemplars of fortress-style conservation, a philosophy that seeks to define protected areas, protect them actively, and typically rid them of human influence. But both are now bumping up against the limits of what fortress conservation can achieve, surrounded as they are by growing economic pressures. Built infrastructure, agriculture, timber harvesting, and pollution of all sorts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?